It is a good morning. And this morning I just want to share with you about our relationship with the Lord. Under the title of the message, Intimacy with God. We are all called to have a relationship with God. We are all to seek and to grow closer in that relationship. So it's really crucial that we sometimes take a look at how that relationship is going. We do that in our friendship with each other, in our marriages, with our friends, with our family. With our church family, yes. So sometimes we have to examine our relationship and evaluate the condition of that relationship. Is it where it should be? Does it need attention? Do we need to spend time with that person? And we have to ask that same question in our relationship with God. Is it a stagnant relationship or is it a growing relationship, developing, getting deeper and more intimate? Intimacy with God demands our time. And this is what keeps us from developing and getting deeper into that relationship is the lack of time. And then there is the attitude of how we approach and work in that relationship. Do we spend time in prayer because it's just our duty? That's what a quote-unquote, a good Christian does. So attitude is important also. Because if we do it out of duty, then there is no delight. But we find that if we go deeper in the relationship, we have a desire to be in God's presence. We have that desire, therefore, it's a delight for us. We would not have an attitude of, oh my gosh, it's time to pray. Or believe that we'll lose some brownie points with Jesus because we don't do it this way or that way. But when you develop that intimacy with God, that friendship, that understanding comes from spending time with the Lord. Presence with God. There are many things pulling for our time. Yeah, the cares of this world. And of course, if you live in LA, travel time. But within all the scope of all that's required and is pulling on our time, our priority has to be making that time to spend in the presence of the Lord. In our relationships with others, we develop friendships, and that friendship deepens when we spend time with that person. People who we are close to, we spend time with them. We talk, we laugh, we share. And our time is a delight. Full of joy, and when there are difficulties or problems, we talk, we share. We seek comfort and direction. How much more so in our relationship with the Lord. the Lord has placed in our relationships with each other, one of the most intimate relationships, which is the marriage relationship. It is an example of intimacy to the highest degree, intimate relationship. It's deep. It's a loving, giving, sacrificing, and supporting friendship at the deepest level. And our relationship with the Lord should not be any different. It should be a deep friendship, a delight and not a duty. It is that relationship that the Lord desire we have with him. Jesus said to his disciples, and I'm reading from John 15 and verses 13 to 16 from the New King James Version. And it says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. This is Jesus talking now. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Friends, a deep friendship. It's a friendship that happens because Jesus laid down his life for us. Friends. He don't call a servant anymore in that type of relationship, for a servant don't know what's going on. But a friend, all is revealed in a friendship. A servant relationship, a servant carries out orders. There is no intimacy in a servant-master relationship. They just do their duty as a servant. But when you have a friend, you share, you spend the time. Jesus said, you are such a friend that he chose you to be and appointed you to certain things. That's what a friend do. That's a given friend. Jesus is such a friend that all things that he heard from the Father, he has made known to you. He has made known. But if you spend the time for him to make known those things, and he's easy to access. Like many would say, he's just a prayer away. He just needs to spend the time. Many of us sing that beautiful verse, chorus, in fact, that says, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. You can share everything. You can share your heart with him. Call him up. Call him up. But you got to spend that time. You got to do the time in his presence. Not as a servant, not out of duty, but out of love. Out of a desire. A delight. Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord. Which means you can share your heart. It's a good time. And he shall give you the desires of your heart. You can share all that's on your heart. It's not like some of the other friendships we might have where you tell someone something and it's told all over the place and it's gossip about. No, it's not that kind of friendship. No, they won't put it on Facebook. No, friendship with Jesus is intimate. Psalm 16 and 11 says, you will show me the path of life. This is talking about in relationship with God. He said he will show you path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there's pleasures forevermore. He gives you direction. He gives you counsel. When you spend the time building that relationship, you won't go your own way because you will be directed by what God reveals to you during the time. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Yes, at God's right hand, there's closeness, there's togetherness, and the relationship is eternal. For that's where you'll go after you leave here, in his presence. It's eternal, and it's fullness of joy. It is friendship at its deepest level. About this friendship, the great Christian preacher, writer, teacher, Oswald Chambers made this statement. It says, this friendship, talking about the friendship with the Lord, this friendship means being so intimately in touch with God that you never, ever need to ask him to show you his will. In other words, the relationship is close that you begin to know his will. And he continues, he says, it is evidence of a level of intimacy which confirms that you are nearing the final stage of your discipline in the life of faith. So when you have that intimacy, that's when you're operating at the highest level of faith. Then he makes a strong statement. When you have a right standing relationship with God, you have a life of freedom, liberty, and delight. You are God's will. Through the time, you knew the will that he has for you, and you would pray according to his will. Yes, there is no other way to develop intimacy with God, to grow and deepen your relationship, but to spend time in prayer. It demands your time. And it must be out of a desire and not out of duty. It takes faith operating at its highest level. It demands your time. Yes, it might mean giving up some of that Facebook time and get into some FaceTime with Jesus. There is no shortcut. Many of us wish that. It's something we have to experience and do ourselves. Friendship with the Lord. No one can do it for you. It is a personal, intimate relationship that takes your time. You have to do it, and you have to delight in it. Examine your level of intimacy. Take time to grow deeper in your relationship with the Lord. The one who laid down his life for you, He calls you friend, but it demands your time. Let it be a delight and not a duty. And I just close with this beautiful song that deals with our relationship, because it asks the questions and it shows us what the relationship means. It is a song that I would hear my mother humming when I was a little girl, waking up in the afternoon from my afternoon nap. It is a song that many of us sang when we were at a young age, and it is a song that makes a strong statement about our relationship with the Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus. A song written by a man who had many trials and experienced a lot of serious issues in his life. And he penned these words. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Intimacy. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear just because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You gotta carry everything. We must carry everything. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? You can. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy burden? I'm talking to some of you today. Burdened down. Cumbered with a load of care. Oh, yes. Yes. Here is what you do. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms, he'll take and shield thee. Thou would find solace there. Yes, in his presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, their pleasures forevermore. Take the time. Spend the time. And develop an intimacy with the Lord. He's waiting on you. Spend the time. Be intimate with the Lord. Amen.